This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Now, before we move on to hearing from our next expert analyst, we wanted to look at the questions and sort of thoughts and impressions that have come in on the subject of, I don't know how to sum up what's going on. Basically, the political sea change that appears to be going on in our country, although it's really hard to say whether it's all just going to end up being the same old, which I suppose if you wanted to be cynical, you would say it is. But we'll see.
And earlier, well, we did also hear from Surendra Anaf, who says that if based on how often a parliament has to dissolve itself to call for a GE, we could see this go on for another, what, 2.5 years?
Oh, man. So Cheryl says, what about us, the people? We voted for change. This is what we get. I'm not sure whether I'm alone in this, but in the next election, I'm going to stay home and watch Netflix because it's not going to change anything.
And I think just on the net, social media and so on, we've seen this... I guess those who back then chose to hashtag Undi Rosak, the whole thing coming out again and saying, well, what's the point in voting then? And I think there is still a very strong reason why we should still vote, right? The point here is that at the end of the day, while it's understandable, we are frustrated and upset at the process and very upset actually at, you know, how little we have to say in our political system, that it's still very much one of personality, one very boiled down to very specific individuals.
The old guard.
The old guard, the okay boomers that are up there. But I think this might come the next GE, if we do see perhaps candidates, especially those who might be younger, who have bigger dreams, bigger ideals in how they want to reshape conversations about the country and political discourse, maybe there is that hope there to vote them in and even pitch into their campaign, help them in some way.
So we are going to be looking in a little bit, actually, at this idea of fresh elections, what can people do, and sentiment with our next guest. Because on the line with us, we have Dr. Oh Ee Sun, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Ee Sun, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Yeah, hi. Nice to talk to you again under difficult circumstances.
Yes, indeed. So speaking of those difficult circumstances, what's your take on the developments so far, both today and I think really over the weekend?
Well, I think what happened is still this incessant power struggle between Dr. Mahathir and Anwar Ibrahim. I think at some point, Dr. Mahathir decided to sort of resolve this issue on a more permanent basis by, for example, trying to form another coalition excluding Anwar Ibrahim and his other components. But perhaps that coalition was not so successfully formed last night. So that's why you have this drag-out sort of political tussle today. Yeah.
So there's speculation also as to why Tun resigned from Bersatu, and this might be linked to Muhyiddin's announcement that Bersatu would quit Pakatan Harapan. What are your thoughts?
But there are certainly a lot of these Bersatu senior members who don't see eye to eye with other component parties in Pakatan. They see perhaps more eye to eyes with their old colleagues in UMNO. So I will not be surprised if Pakatan somehow, form another alliance with UMNO and perhaps with PAS as well. I mean Bersatu, yeah. I mean, Bersatu forming with UMNO and PAS, yeah.
And do you think that this indicates a permanent split of sorts between Tun M and Muhyiddin Yassin?
It would appear that Muhyiddin Yassin is more inclined towards, once again teaming up with his old UMNO colleagues. But in Malaysian politics, you can never say never again, yeah.
Right, and we've also just seen Warisan pledging support to Tun M specifically, and parties that have come out to say stuff currently and give statements about the current situation are usually not to show support for the Pakatan coalition, but rather to Tun M specifically. Why has that been the case?
I think that's because both sides now, they still do not command a majority. both the AMNO PAS ASMIN side as well as the Anwar side. Both sides, they each still does not command majority, and therefore they would need Tun Mahathir to be on their side so that hopefully more parliamentary members would jump ship over to their side. Yeah.
And looking ahead then, what options do the PAS UMNO Bersatu ASMIN camp have? What would the next move there be?
Well, because ASMIN has been fired from PKR, so somehow he has to park himself as well as the 11 or 10 who follow him to go out of PKR. So either he forms his own party or he has to form an existing convenient vehicle, and some say that is Gerakan. So, and then, well, I think he is more likely to form a coalition than with the PAS and AMNO faction, yeah.
And do we have to wait until Parliament sits to find out if the current government has a simple majority?
No, you don't have to wait till the next parliamentary sitting to do so. We have the example from, actually we have examples from Sarawak, from Sabah, and from Perak as their co-president. Namely, you know, even without state assembly sitting, you can still ascertain the Sultan or the state governor concerned could still ascertain as to which side commands the majority by means of, for example, statutory declaration and so on. Yeah.
So amid all of this, there has also been, you know, a call for a fresh election to be held. What is the likelihood of that happening?
I think it will remain, well, as you say, a call for fresh elections. I don't think fresh elections is likely for the foreseeable future. You see from the Pakatan side, if there is such a new election, I don't think they will actually win a lot of seats, because I think a lot of seats would go to AMNO and PAS. So it's not in the best interest to have a new election. On the other hand, if you are AMNO and PAS, well, you are already almost at the brink of forming a new government. Why risk another you know, election? Yeah.
Isan, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Oh Isan, Senior Fellow at the Singapore Institute of International Affairs, weighing in. We are going to be continuing our coverage throughout this evening, so keep it here. And if you would like to share some thoughts, comments, questions, you can call us at 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back to read those messages after this. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.